Describe your year, Declan. I mean, obviously you put up a lot of points, but overall, how would you describe the year for you?
I think I started off really strong. I had a lot of confidence coming into the season. I had a great off season last year. Looking to do the same thing this year, but during the season, I felt great. Team, I was like one of the best players on the team, surrounded by a bunch of other good players, so it was going well. Then halfway mark, I was kind of struggling to get more points, but I found other aspects of my game were coming together. Like defensively, I was shutting down top lines every night. And just looking on to build it on next year.
Yeah, given that, what are sort of some of your goals for next year as you go back for another season?
Again, I just want to be one of the top D-men in the league and continue progressing my game personally. I just want to be that top two-way D-man that I want to be in the next level and focus on the habits that we're working on at dev camp right now, breaking puck out nicely, tape-to-tape passes, quick ups, getting shots through every time.
What's it like for you? I mean, wearing their logo and seeing Maurice on the ice. I mean, what kind of chills does that give you as a guy that's getting close?
It's definitely an honor to be out there and kind of get close, but there's a lot of work ahead of me, and I know that. And to get to the next level, you got to put everything in. It's got to be your number one task. And just being out there is pretty cool learning from them and picking up tips, because these guys know, they've seen guys progress through AHL to NHL or junior to NHL, so I'm just trying to soak it all in.
What have you learned this week, and what makes it a successful week for you when you come in here and you leave here on Saturday?
Just getting everything I can out of it, remembering drills, going back and using them, again, being a sponge, and just enjoying it all, because you don't get these opportunities often, and you can't take them for granted. So,
I know it was brief, but what did you gain from that experience of just joining the Moose briefly at the end of the year last year?
It was nice to get a couple practices in, so you get to see, like, these guys are fighting for their jobs, and they're putting food on the table for the family, so everyone's working hard 24/7. They're putting all in, and they're all super focused, so it was cool to see that and be a part of the practices. And it was towards the end with the playoff push, so it was even more intense. And then you're grinding on the ice, and as soon as you're done grinding on the ice, you're grinding in the gym. So you're just trying to stay in top shape and keep on working on your game.
You feel like you're taking a professional approach in junior, and the program is handled that way, the community, you're seen that way. But describe the jump that when you walk into a room with the Moose, and describe the difference.
It's definitely a bit intimidating. Like, you're coming in, you're going to be the youngest guy. But I think the guys were really welcoming, so it was nice to see that, and it's just nice to build relationships with maybe future teammates. And I think the pace of the game obviously is faster, and guys are stronger, and then the coaching is going to be more intense. Guys expect basically perfection all in practice. There's no missed passes. You're talking 24/7. Like, it's definitely another jump.